I'm not going to spend much time on what was the same for everybody. We all The reason for not completing that, there was some problem there in the beginning. The municipality was Given to them. So the work really is far behind, but it's one of the Target, 202 units complete and 3 6 months instead of 5 months, and then they also expected a lot of Just to make one emphasis on two issues. received to that my appointment in May last year, the first procurement challenge I had was around this program, whereby I was expected to sign off and approve the four service providers, including IDT, La Trust, as well as Mpeni Water, to implement this program. And I decided to submit that proposal to the procurement bid committee for consideration and advice, which became clear that one of the challenges that we have had during the transfer of the function was the fact that those regulations, those policy regulations, which empowered Water Affairs Department to go through that route, were not transferred to the department. So I couldn't act outside the PFMA because that process was not done. It was on those bases, Chair, that I then took the advice of the procurement committee that a normal open bid process must be followed. And that impacted very negatively in the delay because it takes about, I would say, the process 3 months to finalize that process. And that impacted negatively on the implementation. It's one critical legal process that I needed to deal with in that particular order. And then, Chair, this is important for the committee because we are going to ask for a roll of, Chair, on the amounts that were not spent on this program in late March, and motivate the Treasury and make sure that we improve on the targets that were actually meant to have been implemented in the previous financial year on the program. Now that we have service providers that are on board through the normal open bid process that was followed on this particular project. So in terms of the project management expertise that we expect, we're going to be very tight on that. So that's one critical issue which was not an issue, Chair, at Water Affairs Department, and I was discussing with my leader to say we can't even use, with all due respect, the department as a benchmark in terms of how they've done things before this was transferred, because it was it had quite a number of challenges, and as we speak, there are still other challenges on a number of procurement areas that the department is currently facing. I will therefore, Chair, emphasize that we support your understanding of transferring some of this money to the next financial year and make sure that we double up our target without compromising quality assurance on the ground. The last issue, Chair, relates to the poor performance of the service provider that has been referred to by my colleague Tan. We have received, and I will also urge colleagues and members to continue to submit information that relates to non-performance on the ground, because we are not always effective on the ground to get a sense of what is really happening. But the department, Chair, has taken the decision to make sure that we are on the ground to make sure that the specifications of of this program is met with, to make sure that quality delivery is not compromised, and also to make sure, Chair, that the payment that has been made by the department in advance, and I would like to emphasize that, Chair, that we did make a payment in advance in relation to IDT, having followed what I would define as a proper legal process in terms of the regulation. However, Chair, as you would know, I have received some serious complaints to that effect in terms of what is happening on the ground. I have taken the initiative of submitting all the information, all the complaints on the ground to the legal division of the department. We are committed in ensuring, and we continue to do so, in ensuring that any service provider, irrespective whether it's a parastatal or private sector, must meet the specifications and requirements of the project on its own. In the event, Chair, that is not happening, we would like to take the necessary legal action and ensure private sector or private organizations that you work with are complying with. In the event that doesn't happen, Chair, with all the information that we have at our disposal, we will definitely act appropriately using our previous legal previous level agreement that we have. In any project that we do, we enter into that agreement. That's where you are able to make sure that you force service providers to do what is expected in terms of that. In this instance, Chair, we are doing that. I've received all the information. I've sent my team to the ground. Some of the information, I must say, is quite disturbing in terms of what is happening on the ground. And I have submitted all that information to the legal department to investigate it and make recommendation appropriately so that this legal action should be taken in the event service delivery has been compromised, particularly on a program that is as sensitive as sanitation in rural areas. So we are giving it attention and will not compromise a shared delivery on this program as a department, irrespective of who is involved on the ground in terms of work performance. So I feel sure let me make that point, particularly if one were to take cognizance of the criticism that was leveled in the last meeting on this particular matter in terms of what development has taken place on the ground. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, DG. Can you just say on slide 4, there is an acronym there, which is NSP. What is NSP?
National Service for Community.
What is that? Honorable Day. All of you, you are the last one.
Leadership to get involved in administrative and because it's not our role.
segment where we put the VIP, the air, the all of them. they become much more health cover than ever before. And then for me, it's at the point that I wanted just to reach for the team to look at. Because it really worries me. Unless there's a problem of education that is given to our people to ensure that they maintain them, there are chemicals, they are giving those chemicals, I think we may refund this thing very sustainable. But of course, I'm very excited that we are providing the share. I'm not questioning that. But really, we must just deal with the issue of education and ensuring that people themselves maintain this. But if there are chemicals that assist them, they should do so. Because other areas, anyway, in villages, I think they are going to be much more problematic. That's the reverse share that I'm going to answer.
Another comment?
Thank you. I want to thank Vanessa for the report that she's given us here today. I know there's a lot of hard work here. I also want to thank the DG for the explanation about the payment, because obviously I think that's our great concern. So, and I'm glad it's all in the legal hands, so that nevertheless, want to also just query, is this the only upfront payment that we're talking about, or is this going to be an ongoing thing? Have we got a clear policy directive about the payment? Payment is made when the goods are delivered. I mean, is that what we are saying? Then, just very fundamentally, I want to ask, in the question of appointing a service provider, and I know they pay a special, but is there a clear directive as to what is expected of these people when they go into the municipality? Because the job creation of people being given, and I see time and again, this disagreement because the local people are not being given, now anybody can dig holes. So your local people can be given jobs. And so is there a clear directive to them when they go in there about that? I just want to also say, in the rollover that you're talking about, I like to think that this last year has been an experimental year, and perhaps now we're going to have our ducks in a row and we're actually going to, we're not going to come at the end and say that we need 3 months for a tender to go out and quotes to be gotten and all that sort of thing. We've got time. Now, do we have the capacity? Because now we're going to roll over more money and we're going to expect more. So do we have the capacity for that? I think I'll leave it.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine is on slide 9. With the KZN, all Tunguru district municipalities. I wanted to find out if perhaps the local municipality is assisting the residents of the machinery to dig the where there's hard rock. And the other thing, like 10, Limbopo Capricorn municipality, where there's poor workmanship, according to the report, is the unit going to make sure that there are notifications on the poor workmanship? The Eastern Cape province, okay, no, this one is covered, I think. The Free State province, where the number of units may be reduced because of traveling costs, will there ever be plans in place to assist those households that, due to unaccessibility, could not be reached? And yes, the others were covered, of course, like. Yes, I wanted to also refer to the IDG, the expenditure of the 35.6% of their budget. It shows there's no capacity. Thanks.
sorry, may I start by giving the opportunity to Mr. Singh, because Mr. Singh is going to leave participating. She's a witness, one of the deputies.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've been partly covered by both Honourable Ndakana and Bowman, but not completely, so they need to do some work. The first thing I want to put to the department, and it's good that special care was taken to follow the processes to avoid audit inquiries and so on. But I would imagine that because of the special processes that was followed, and the open tender process, that there would have been a lot more care given to appoint the correct service providers. Now, in this report, it is mentioned that one of the service providers admitted to not having the necessary experience. Why then were they still appointed and given the lion's share of the budget? That immediately raises their question. That's the sort of thing of you looking for trouble by doing that. And if it was what Water Affairs did, where they could just appoint without going through a process, one can understand that. But they went through a process and they still got appointed. So that has to be asked. And then to add on to what Member Bowman asked, again, in the introduction to this whole report, it states very specifically that beneficiaries had to be involved, the community had to be involved. I would imagine that would have been one of the conditions in the contract, and yet we find a service provider that continuously want to bring their own contractors, and then they clash with the communities. So was that not a condition? But Chair, having said that, and going on to the more detailed stuff which I normally like to get into is, and I'm sure there's a very, very good reason for it, Chair, but it's the sort of thing that I pick up. And it's the reason I asked about changes from yesterday's presentation to today. Because in between last night and today, I noted that the target number of toilets have changed from the report that we had previously. And not only last night, but in February we were given a report and we had a target number of 12,043. We now have 11,920. But similarly, between last night and today, the units under construction have almost doubled. They were 3,200 yesterday, they're now 6,400 today. Is that possible? Now, it brings me again, Chair, to the point, do I take this information and actually believe it, or don't I? But says that sanitation facilities completed as at the 4th of April. In yesterday's report, dated the 13th of April, of 4,770. Today, we've got 5,497, so whoever finished them between last night and today, those are the people we need to employ. Because they did 1,000, just above 1,000 overnight. We need to identify them and we need to employ them. Then, Chair, just some questions. And I'm not going to touch on some of the other figures differ as well. But Member Ndakana spoke at length about processes and what should be done and what we expect. I don't want to go into all the other figures because I can give them to the department. But what I do want to ask is that if I look at the report from February and I look at today's report, the problems that exist are still the same. Where in the February report we were told that there are certain things that they were going to do. And I have to ask the question, 2 months later, has nothing been done? Those interventions, they are a duplicate from the February report, so has nothing been done between February and April? That is really the question. We all know, you brought it to our attention, we were devastated when we saw this in February, but nothing seems to have changed. There has been some improvement, but in terms of the interventions, it doesn't look like there has been any interventions. They talk about service level agreements with municipalities that was mentioned in the February report. So,
Chair,
I leave it there. Thank you.
You are
the next. Is it possible that we heard from the NHBRC about that GCI system that they've got? where they can focus in on where things are happening coordinates. Could I ask that where toilets have been provided, that we get coordinates for those villages? Could I actually want to, where possible, give to some of my people a coordinate, they can put it in their car on their garments, and they must drive out there and they must go there.
Is that possible on that one? How about that then? let's get the response for those questions that have been asked. I think we'll start by necessity. And then I will give you the opportunity. You are still one, two, three, four of you. Ask technical advisor like casual permanent because human settlements normally need to go over and apply. Because I'm not going to apply that we're not going to entertain in the wrong case opportunity. Because
CBOs, NGOs, and so forth. All that information is contained
in the SLA agreement. That is where if the service provider is not complying, we are able to go back to that SLA and say, this is the agreement we have entered into and signed with, but we have not complied. And on the basis of that, therefore, the following action will take place. So that's what, again, Chair, we are doing. So the conditions indeed are set and are here in that. So there is no service provider in government and to stop for human settlements, because I signed those settlement agreements with the public department that will do or start any project, any work, any delivery without SLA stipulating the conditions within which a particular delivery must take place. Chair, regarding the upfront payment, the targets issue will be dealt with by Mutan. The issue and finally the issue around upfront payment. That's where I think Baba Mukumtagane member was spot on in terms of the treatment of parastatals in terms of treasury regulations are not the same with regards to service provider and service provisioning. With private sector, PFMA is clinically clear. You cannot provide upfront payment without services and goods delivered unless there is an exemption that has been motivated and approved by National Treasury. So you cannot just do it within the accounting office that are not empowered to do that. However, treasury regulations in some instances allow parastatals of government because of the issues that have been raised in terms of they are not profit organizations, they are non-profit organizations. In order for them to be able to provide a particular service, they don't have what one will refer to as sums of money at their disposal that they can just use. They don't have profit, so they don't have savings. I mean, they don't have savings that they can start a project using, unlike the private sector. Chair, I must point out on this one, it's a very sad thing for me on this one because I refused, Chair, as an accounting officer. I refuse to make the upfront payment, and I would like that to be noted by this committee. I literally refused, and I contacted National Treasury because I did not want to give any money out of the department without services and goods being delivered as a normal PFMA requirement. And National Treasury did respond in writing and explained to the regulations in relation to past details of which I did. However, Chair, you still don't just pay. You then demand invoices that will stipulate how the money that you want in upfront will be used. And that must go to the finance division. It must be scrutinized. And you must also go further in your service level agreement and put an addendum that will be explaining that situation before you even release that particular amount. So we had to do an addendum as a department in relation to this particular aspect. We had to get invoices from the entity outlining as to how the money will be used in the upfront. So you don't just give without any business plan, without invoices outlining how the money will be used. It's only thereafter that you then sign off the payment. So there is a process stipulated by law which we have followed, Chair. And there is a letter that we received after I have refused and asked for comment from Treasury that basically reflects that it is within the legal competence of the department to do that. But it doesn't end there, Chair. The Act and the regulation also, therefore, empowers the accounting officer to then do a follow-up of checking if indeed the money was used for the purpose it was intended to. For me, that's a critical part in terms of accountability. That's why you then call service providers, you send teams, you check what they've asked for, has the money been used for the intended purpose of that particular product. That's what, Chair, we've been doing, because that was done in January. That payment was done in January of this year for work to be done. So we are now in April. And after we receive complaints on the ground about certain things I would like to mention here, because those things are sub judice as we speak, I can't make those allegations here. But after we have received that, we then investigate, and then after that we appropriately act on the basis of scientific information that has been gathered and investigation and truthful, to make sure that when we act, we represent the interest of government appropriately. So that's how the issue of payment share we have dealt with in the office, after having refused to do that payment in December until that process was completed. So that's how the upfront payment in our state has been in other organizations that local government is dealt with. The clear directive, member woman, is also included in the SLA agreement. The SLA agreement stipulates exactly what is it that you should do, how you should do it, how the quality should be, and the specifications of that. Again, that's why the SLA becomes a very important tool of ensuring delivery. If those directives in the SLA are not being followed, that's why every SLA goes to legal provision. Mr. Klobane has dealt with almost all of them before any service is delivered. He works on them. There are standard clause, and then there are also specific clause that relate to the products that must be delivered by that particular service provider. Those directives are in that document. This is a document that we then use to say the following directives, as per the SLA, have not been followed. Explanations be received. If not satisfying, necessary action be taken based on non-performance as required by that SLA. That is the process. That's what protects government money in terms of that particular SLA. And also, Chair, the issue of capacity, that's tested during the procurement process. But again, if in the implementation there's a challenge, we can't give you money and then come back and tell us you can't deliver 1, 2, 3 because we have capacity. That becomes the responsibility of the service provider through the project management plan that you put in place as part of your implementation strategy. So it can't be an excuse that there is a challenge with implementation, when especially when government has even given you money in advance to be able to deliver on the product. I think, Chair, I'm just covering those few points that were raised by Member Bruno. Thank you, Chair.
From the explanation that was received from the teaching to the master, I don't think it's proper to respond in the figures, because the figures, which we all agree that there's quite a lot of mismatch as necessary. But I would really like to get into that, because yes, what we are interested in is the performance of the service provider that is not performing to the standard that has been put forward to the service. And I think Honorable Richard has raised the issue of saying the administration should do their job. Our job is to oversee if you are doing your job. And if you are not doing your job, that's where we kick in. We kick you out. Because, yes, we have got eight. Welcome at my chair. Because our interest here is to advance, to oversee the interest of the government. If those objectives, national objectives, strategic objectives are not taken care of, because this institution has even spent less than the 50% to the service delivery. So this is clear that at least there's quite a lot. And I was having a concern on the issue of these projects that have been demolished. Now, who's the expense now? Are they going to be justified? Because in terms of the law, the person who has performed the substandard has to find ways. So I think for the same, I think you are released. Because I know you are good in figures, and we agree with you and with your figure, but there could be some related mystery. But let's agree on the policy, follow the policy. If DG is taking consideration of this, we follow DG, because we won't allow the situation where the service provider is kept, the resident already confirmed that they do not have capacity. One of the members, let's take Ashishi, Lamine, Tole, and Tobo Cabela. Oh, Mama, would you like to say something?
Yes, sir. I would like to explain on the issue of number of policies. To start with, one of the challenges, the support group had already started the application. Then, therefore, we had to investigate what the problem is. One of the challenges, as we said now, it's difficult to say, IDP has not performed. Because, as if you compare it with Mbola Trust, IDP, some of the agreements were only signed in December. And as a result, according to the procurement process, you wouldn't pay until an agreement has been signed. Therefore, IDP as a Section 21 company, which is a requirement of the time, with no funds at all, having to depend on what you would give them, would not be able to do anything without those funds having been given to it. But as DG has already explained that there has to be an addendum to an agreement that was going to accommodate the issue of advance payment. Then we had a meeting with the IDT, as legal services, because we needed to verify this fact, not just to be told that there's no support, we needed to do our own investigation. Then IDT even assured us that it has got a trapped amount, in other words, to accommodate advance payment, so that after it had performed, only when it would actually put a certain amount from the trust account. And they have even said that the department can even audit that trust account, can even send the auditor general to audit it. So, in other words, the issue is about IDP not having been enabled to start early in implementing what it was supposed to do. Part of the agreement here is that the issue of introducing IDT to the communities lies with the department. In other words, these challenges that IDT is now confronted with, basically you find there will be misunderstanding with the municipalities. For instance, I'm aware of a letter that was written by one municipality, but that letter is not written by municipal manager. Written by an official to say that we have got this problem. You find that the mayor and the, not coming from the mayor and the municipal manager. In other words, it does not have a standing in law, because an official cannot just, it could be that official is part of a political aim. So in other words, the letter has to come from a mayor or municipal manager. So the fact that IDT is still not clear performed right now is due to the fact that the payment, they could not perform, they were not able to perform, because payment, they only signed a contract. There is one which was signed in October when the financial year starts in April. Then another agreement was signed in December. So in other words, you have got 3 months now.
Okay, I'm
No, sure. I wanted to make an appeal to our leaders. I don't think we should do so now, because the Director General indicated that they are working on this matter. I think once they work on this matter, they will present a report to us, and also present a report of our children, constituents, staff. They will be able to engage with them. I'm just worried that in the process of your right now giving us almost preempting us what we are going to share, I think maybe we should.
Yeah, I was tempted to say, really, this issue, it will raise our emotions even here, because we are the advocate of the people. We are saying this is going to come. It don't depend on the legal advice. We are the people who see. People talk to us. So if we are going to entertain the legal advice, we say to come with their own issues. Because those people have signed an agreement. Why did they sign an agreement to say by the end of March they will be finishing this program? They should, that thing has to be addressed by that period. So let's not entertain the issue of defending. We are not in the court here. We are just dealing with issues, critical issues that have affected our people. Because here in this report, it's clear that these people have not managed to spend 50%. These people have caused, have done a short work which caused the department to demolish the work that has been done. These same confirmed that they don't have the capacity. So we don't have to contest here. There's no contestation here. We are dealing with critical issues, and we want this thing to be addressed. Because if people want to be employed, we cannot allow an implementing agent to take decisions for the people. We can't let that situation. We can't. We are the politicians. We want service delivery on the ground. We want people to participate in their delivery and in the delivery in their area. That is our interest. We want job creation. We still have to get an information how much was spent on this job creation. And here this program has got to provide water. And we are from the constituent offices. We know that this program has not provided water. So I want to know what was this money was used for. So please, Honorable Mashish.
Thank you, Chairperson. Even though you said you must not say you have covered me, you have just covered me.
In fact, you have got the right to say I have covered you. I don't have to close you. You have to say so.
But yes. Even Honorable Dagane has covered all the areas. But I will come on the two municipalities where I come from, the Lekalale and the Mogalabuena. When I talked to the manager at Mogalabuena, they were saying that the material now is on site. I don't know now what the progress that is there now. I'm also supporting the Honorable said when he was saying if we can maybe get in touch with the municipality, that has progress. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, let me just say thank you very much for the presentation that was given to us, and thank you to the DG about the explanation, because I was fuming, but now I'm very sober, although Mr. Next Door to you was making me getting more audience, though I was in the deep freeze. But nevertheless, Chairperson, the other issue that I want to find out, because I think I've been covered by UDG through his explanation. And another one, I want to say, Chairperson, you must look at again. Don't give what you call it the veterans before us, because they ask all the questions we want to ask. And But you know, one thing that covers me is that I wanted to ask if it's a April or mid of May. The other issue which has been is, I don't want that to cover for anybody. We must be honest. When we're sitting here, we're trying to give service delivery to the communities. They cannot do things by themselves. Now, already in the presentation, there were complications through the agreement and the department. So I just want to leave it there, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Oh, Karam, and Chairperson meeting Bona U Market, they're coming to the department, they're about to be thinking about that. When we Chairperson, which might be after Market was explained, because I was worried about the report that we have, especially at about Kant. About the card that we have 19 Amakos. So if Bakulman Alama toilet, I was interested to find out whereabouts from which village at Kant was a huge area at Kant. But I think what has been said by the DG. But I'm another concern about Utugera, because if you can check on Utugera flight, they say no program has not been introduced to benefit the community. But if you can check, they have introduced that scheme to Sanchez, to Pescar, to Town, and some areas. So now if they say they never have been introduced, but I have enough. That's what I'm concerned with. This thing that we know, what we are talking about, we know what is happening. So now we have to be here to all what we are saying. But those are my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. I'm fuming. I'm fuming. Yeah. No, the problem is with the illegal the people that are with the illegal, they depend sometimes in a lot of less than anything. Maybe, I don't know whether I'm appeared and in whatever. So he was using the English. But I'm going to use the book of the illegal system now. Maybe we give them
Thank you.
empty homes. Some of them not necessarily by car, but at least you can get as near as possible to the home. I still know this is why for some of them exclude those people just because they get into the build their home where for instance the main road does not stop in front of the car. So I think we should have planned on this, we should have known what I'm going to do when you get to the point where for instance you can't reach the actual home by car. And you don't employ people to prepare the living materials to that home and build them for you. So that you don't leave this particular family winter, right? Not having the climate built for them while other people around them have got climate built for them. So I think we should be careful about that. Now another point I think is where the service providers have not done well. Where even there again, I know we tend to give contact to people who have no idea just because we happen to know them and so on and so forth. I think this has got to stop. It's a waste of the government money. But even then, my problem here is, doesn't that have, what implications does that have for the budget if politicians are going to change the service provider? Hasn't that money been paid to the service provider and how it has been paid to the second one? Now, the last point I want to raise is because there are two more. Oh, yes, I think that's what I'm going to answer. I was worried because I did not see any project related to the last part, but I realized that that is for putting financial aid in my life. So the last part cannot start. It cannot end. All right, thank you for that. But then the last point I want to raise is you also complain about capacity. For me, I think it is a part of information. Before starting to build this toilet, we had identified people in those various villages or various areas and trained them before starting the project. Then you would have been able to kill two birds with one stone. You would leave people there after the project had ended to skin. You know, if they could then use in future for themselves to earn their living. But at the same time, you'll be living where they're of good standard. We need that. We need those toilets. You see, it's a very sensitive matter for us to come from the rural areas. Because if the toilets are not done properly, we end up, for instance, living very heavy rain seasons. The toilets are a strong resource. And you ask questions as to why. And you might find that this is because the toilets in the area are not good properly. They're not good up to standard. Once they have a lot of water, this thing gets washed to the river, which can be used for their water supply. Thank you very much, Miore. I think the issue of the regulations that we need by the water service, when are you going to transfer to the government? So I think it is important that we have we align the policy regulations with our working department. And another issue, I think the issue that has been raised by advice, they must advise you outside. Because we do have advisors to certain paragraphs. We do have legal advisors to some. So we don't want to have this this tension that I can see now. We are convinced, and unfortunately, we are not going to be in that chamber of court. So our relating to I think that you comment, we appreciate your effort. Even the National Federal Association, although they agree that they give the charge to the rest, they are also what do you call their condition. Unfortunately, you have mentioned those conditions that are before. And we still believe that if those conditions are not met, we must act decisively. And we are going to support you. If you act decisively, I think one of the grand points is how to do. But if you develop in this, that is what we are going to do. And we are open. So we appreciate you. You know we have been working with this committee, and you know that this committee supports you all the time. And if you have done anything, what we like about you, you come honest because you have been a committee. That's why we are here to advise you correctly. Because when you want to remember under our own authority, we are going to surrender. You are not going to be done. We are not going to admit it to be fair. In labor, the department of labor, let it for a moment. The family is focused, like that, over the interaction with the department of labor. Department of labor, you are going to be by on time, train your work. Your sales are focused. At the same time, you see that the department of labor. So if a problem is not going to work, we want to be able to be challenged. We want to do the challenge with Moran and Moran. And the issue of the that is why I'm interested to teach you to know how much money that has been invested to those communities. Paying them. Money initiated. The money, the funding card, the sent by Central in the 19 million. To come before this particular committee, you know, for you, yes, it is our right to know what has been done with the money. If I use one like health education, the one that the president can use one health education, one big one that's on the ground. You want to pay for it, you know, to improve it. To tell them, to show a constituent, who would have to buy, he has health education, he has one, he has only one, one big one. One of them is not pay for it. So let's do things right, because we are here. Which are not based on a benefit. Uma Sala, never right. The department, I go superior, or I am a implementing agent. I go superior to the Uma Sala. If any kind of person of Uma Sala is the easy use, who go to Sami, the men one. Tanya is our pitch, is our home of the number of time. Tanya, I go to say that. Utanya had. See, I'm not going to make a lot of money to ICT as the number contractor. We want. But I said, they said, it's later after me. After the national government, what does it mean, intergovernment and the consultative governance principles? What does it mean? Any more, three or four municipalities are talking about, they refuse to send it to the ICT. Because they know who are much of a kind of a woman, 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 a woman ukuthi sikhanye sale khanti ukuthola umali njalo lawo wazi bani kodwa ngaphinde bangayazi khanye sale ukuthi u-IDT is a problem kwezinye i-programs ezeziqhuba kwamanye ama-department sibona ni on the ground so indaba zamaligalo ezinabela abahalisekisi apha kutengisini bani because ukuprotekta abantu ukuthi mabahluthe izisubabo and then abantu basafana because thina we-expect ukuthi i-legal services uprotekta abantu ukuthi bafumane i-services zabo rather than protecting ipokotho zabantu. I know that. Yeah. The interest up to the department. He said it's really unlikely. Of course, you're not so protected, say this court like that. Then you're not going to take the charges. This is our goal. Because in the interest of a couple of water, I got three talented to my, I need a government. And that one's got a protest about protesting Nina, about protesting Latina. That is why we are here to defend the interests of the people, and protect the interests of the people, and protect the money. That's not protecting me, I'm protecting. I'm defending, I'm not defending. Act to your best to ensure that if you want to go and see based on your effect, because a band will not have the name yet. Fortunately, the information we are sharing now, there are many other information. A band will not have the name SMS, a band will contain it. If it means which you could have a ICT based on information, a band will call it the parasita for that matter. Control of admission is set in the parasita. In the fact, we leave their contractors, then they have a mama policy. How could be the contractors? Why wouldn't we also go to the name of the secretary of the city of Maryland? But it's not the case that supporters will be all of this in the interest of our land. So now we know what we are going to do with 50 million, 50 million, 100 million, 100 million, 200 million. I'm not going to allow that. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to have to social debate around to motivate a lot of things, the other thing motivates. Unfortunately. Because this is where God all happens in a fixed island. I don't know what you've been put now, we have a bunch of money. About the that's my son of my staff.
Shut an appeal to the department. Involvement of provinces and responses. That is just an appeal. Of course, we will have just been told by the council. Is that I think we should be able to get the
may also maybe 10 years down the line you need another implementation. If you don't learn from this detail that you're committing now, not just that one, even the electricity area, even water in other areas, it's a problem to share across. Then we're raising this thing and we're visiting the general as a placated there. That part that's in days and then that very nice part of that. The point that I'm saying that if we don't learn from those figures, the students, if you continue the same, it's normal. So, I just to remind you also, sir, that there were people who were, I think, were protesting even yesterday, how they used to be able to and the sanitation. They were visiting. They were learning from the sanitation. Then it may happen that some of the people that would say that in a certain show the surely the chair. There wouldn't be any
Thank you. Report, which mentioned the issue of the quarterly report and then the right double process.